اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام، وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى أبوه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. يا الله أفكم جن. So you may forgive me every time I come. I think to myself, why am I here? Why am I asking the same thing over again? Do I really mean it? Am I really ready to be changed? Do I really want to get closer to Allah? Then I should tell myself, Allah has brought you here. He's blessing you with the want to ask for repentance. He's blessing you for wanting to be closer to Him. Ya Allah, as we read in Dua Abu Hamza Thumali, when I look at your greatness, your mercy, your bounties, your beauty, I'm so hopeful and so joyful Then when I look at myself, my lowness, my wrongs, my hopelessness, my helplessness, I begin to think, where am I headed? But then you bless me again and remind me, my servant, I am guiding you. Rely only on me. Don't worry about others. Ya Aba Abdullah, sallallahu alayk. Ayyuhal Atshan, ayyuhal Uryan. They left our Imam on the sands of the desert for 3 days. Ruhi fadaka ya Mawlai. I don't know what Imam Zainul Abidin witnessed when he came to bury your body, ya Aba Abdullah. I don't know what the bodies look like. A headless body lying on the ground. Sand and the marks of horseshoes. Ya Allah, ruhi fadaka ya Mawlai. How beautiful your sacrifice for Allah is. You gave everything, every part of your body, everyone in your family. You're Aliyin al-Asghar one way, you're Aliyin al-Akbar another, you're Abbas another. Every one of your companions a different way. Ruhi fadaka ya Mawla, can you help me so that I can try to be like you, give everything for him. Ya Mawla, ya Aba Salih al-Mahdi, you're my living Imam, ya Mawla. I wish I could see you. I wish I could talk to you and hear your response. I do talk to you, you know, but I wish I could hear a response. And I know that's selfish of me because you've helped me so much without even allowing me to hear you. And sometimes I forget. Ya Mawla, I want to give everything for you. I want to sacrifice every drop of blood in my body for you, just for you to be pleased with me, Mawla. Ya Allah, whatever I've done that causes me not to be of those that could join Hussein, not to be of those who could join the Mahdi, not to be of those who could be the protectors of Zahra. Oh, forgive me on this night. I have a special Shafi' tonight. It's the month of the Qa'da. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far has been blessed with a child. the Lady Fatima al-Ma'suma. يا فاطمة اشفعي لنا في الجنة. You intercede, you speak to your mother, the Lady Fatima al-Zahra. If she takes our hand, if she raises her wounded hand for dua, it will definitely be answered. يا فاطمة المعصومة سلام الله عليك. As you brought joy to your father's heart, to your brother's heart, Imam al-Ridha, I ask you on this night, intercede for all of us. We all have hajat, we all have needs. Most of all, the need to be with you, with the Ahlul Bayt, to give everything up for you, for the Ahlul Bayt. Insha'Allah, Ya Allah, grant us the shafa'a of the Ahlul Bayt. You're the one who's created the shufa'a. You're the one who blessed us with your mercy, the Holy Prophet and his household. You're the one who made them shufa'a. You're the one who put their love in our hearts. You're the one who allowed them to intercede for us. Allow us to be of those they can intercede for. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi rahmatika allati wasi'at kulla shay. وبقوتك التي قهرت بها كل شيء وخضع لها كل شيء وذل لها كل شيء وبجبروتك التي غلبت بها كل شيء وبعزتك التي لا يقوم لها شيء وبعظمتك التي ملأت كل شيء وبسلطانك الذي على كل شيء وبوجهك الباقي بعد فناء كل شيء وبأسمائك التي ملأت أركان كل شيء وبعلمك الذي أحاط بكل شيء وبنور وجهك الذي أضاء له كل شيء يا نور يا قدوس يا نور يا قدوس يا نور يا قدوس يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تهتك العصام اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل النقام اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تغير النعم اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تحبس الدعاء اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل البلاء اللهم اغفر لي كل ذنب أذنبته وكل خطيئة أخطأتها. اللهم إني أتقرب إليك بذكرك وأستشفع بك إلى نفسك وأسألك بجودك أن تدنيني من قربك وأن توزعني شكرك وأن تلهمني ذكرك. اللهم إني أسألك سؤال خاضع متذلل خاشع أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا وفي جميع الأحوال متواضعا. اللهم وأسألك سؤال من اشتدت فاقته وأنزل بك عند الشدائد حاجته وعظم فيما عندك رغبته. اللهم عظم سلطانك وعلى مكانك وخفي مكروك وظهر أمرك وغلب قهرك وجرت قدرتك ولا يمكن الفرار من حكومتك. اللهم لا أجد لذنوبي غافرا ولا لقبائحي ساترا ولا لشيء من عملي القبيح بالحسن مبدلا غير أنك. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك وبحمدك ظلمت نفسي ظلمت نفسي ظلمت نفسي وتجرأت بجهلي وسكنت إلى قديم ذكرك لي ومنك علي. اللهم مولاي كم من قبيح سترت وكم من فادح من البلاء أقلت وكم من عثال وقيت وكم من مكروه دفعت وكم من ثناء جميل لست أهلا له نشرت. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد أملي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها ومطالي. يا سيدي فأسألك بعزتك ألا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي ولا تفضحني بخفي ما اطلعت عليه من سري ولا تعاجلني بالعقوبة على ما عملته في خلواتي من سوء فعلي وإساءتي ودوام تفريطي وجهالتي وكثرة شهواتي وغفلتي وكن اللهم بعزتك لي في كل الأحوال رؤوفا وعلي في جميع الأمور عطوفا. إلهي وربي من لي غيرك أسأله كشف ضري والنظر في أمري. إلهي ومولاي أجريت علي حكما اتبعت فيه هوى نفسي ولم أحترس فيه من تزيين عدوي فغرني بما أهوى وأسعده على ذلك القضاء فتجاوزت بما جرى علي من ذلك بعض حدودك وخالفت بعض أوامرك فلك الحمد علي في جميع ذلك ولا حجة لي فيما جرى علي فيه قضاءك وألزمني حكمك وبلاءك وقد أتيتك يا إلهي بعد تقصيري وإسرافي على نفسي معتذرا نادما منكسرا مستقيلا مستغفرا منيبا مقرا مذعنا معترفا لا أجد مفرا مما كان مني ولا مفزعا أتوجه إليه في أمري غير قبولك عذري وإدخالك إياي في سعة رحمتك. اللهم فاقبل عذري وارحم شدة ضري وفكني من شدي وثاقي. يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني ورقة جلدي ودقة عظمي. يا من بدأ خلقي وذكري وتربيتي وبري وتغذيتي هبني لابتداء كرمك وسالف برك بي. يا إلهي وسيدي وربي أتراك معذبي بنارك بعد توحيدك وبعد من طوى عليه قلبي من معرفتك ولهج به لساني من ذكرك واعتقده ضميري من حبك وبعد صدق اعترافي ودعائي خاضعا لربوبيتك هيهات أنت أكرم من أن تضيع من ربيته أو تبعد من أدنيته أو تشرد من آويت أو تسلم إلى البلاء من كفيته ورحمته. وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدا وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقا وبشكرك مادحا وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققا وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعا، وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنا. ما هكذا الظن بك، ولا أخبرنا بفضلك عنك يا كريم يا رب، وأنت تعلم ضعفي عن قليل من بلاء الدنيا وعقوباتها وما يجري فيها من المكاره على أهلها، على أن ذلك بلاء ومكروه، قليل مكثوه، يسير بقاؤه، قصير مدته، فكيف احتمالي لبلاء الآخرة وجليل وقوع المكاره فيها، وهو بلاء تطول مدته ويدوم مقامه ولا يخفف عن أهله، لأنه لا يكون إلا عن غضبك وانتقامك وسخطك، وهذا ما لا تقوم له السماوات والأرض يا سيدي، فكيف لي وأنا عبدك الضعيف الذليل الحقير المسكين المستكين؟ يا إلهي وربي وسيدي ومولاي، لأي الأمور إليك أشكو، ولما منها أضج وأبكي، لأليم العذاب وشدته أم لطول البلاء ومدته؟ فلئن صيرتني للعقوبات مع أعدائك، وجمعت بيني وبين أهل بلائك، وفرقت بيني وبين أحبائك وأوليائك، فهبني يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي وربي، صبرت على عذابك فكيف أصبر على فراقك؟ وهبني يا إلهي، صبرت على حر نارك فكيف أصبر عن النظر إلى كرامتك؟ أم كيف أسكن في النار ورجائي عفوك؟ فبعزتك يا سيدي ومولاي أقسم صادقا، لئن تركتني ناطقا لأضجن إليك بين أهلها ضجيج الآملين، ولأصرخن إليك صراخ المستصرخين، ولأبكين عليك بكاء الفاقدين، ولأنادينك أيناكم يا ولي المؤمنين، يا غاية آمال العارفين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حبيب قلوب الصادقين، ويا إله العالمين. أفتراك سبحانك يا إلهي وبحمدك تسمع فيها صوت عبد مسلم سجن فيها بمخالفته، وذاق طعم عذابها بمعصيته، وحبس بين أطباقها بجرمه وجريرته، وهو يضج إليك ضجيج مؤمل لرحمتك، ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك، ويتوسلوا إليك بربوبيتك يا مولاي، فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك؟ أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك؟ أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه؟ أم كيف يشتمل عليه زفيرها وأنت تعلم ضعفه؟ أم كيف يتقلقل بين أطباقها وأنت تعلم صدقه؟ أم كيف تزجره زبانيتها وهو يناديك يا رب؟ أم كيف يرجو فضلك في عتقه منها فتتركه فيها؟ هيهات، ما ذلك الظن بك؟ ولا المعروف من فضلك، ولا مشبه لما عاملت به الموحدين من برك وإحسانك. فباليقين أقطع، لولا ما حكمت به من تعذيب جاحديك وقضيت به من إخلاد معانديك، لجعلت النار كلها بردا وسلاما، وما كانت لأحد فيها مقرا ولا مقاما. لكنك تقدست أسماؤك، أقسمت أن تملأها من الكافرين من الجنة والناس أجمعين، وأن تخلد فيها المعاندين. وأنت جل ثناؤك قلت مبتدئا، وتطولت بالإنعام متكرما. أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا؟ لا يستوون. إلهي وسيدي، فأسألك بالقدرة التي قدرتها وبالقضية التي حتمتها وحكمتها وغلبت من عليه أجريتها، أن تهب لي في هذه الليلة وفي هذه الساعة كل جرم أجرمت وكل ذنب أذنبت وكل قبيح أسررت وكل جهل عملت، كتمته أو أعلنت، أخفيته أو أظهرت، وكل سيئة أمرت بإثباتها الكرام الكاتبين الذين وكلتهم بحفظ ما يكون مني، وجعلتهم شهودا علي مع جوارحي، وكنت أنت الرقيب علي من ورائهم والشاهد لما خفي عنهم، وبرحمتك أخفيت وبفضلك سترت، وأن توفر حظي من كل خير أنزلت أو إحسان فضلت أو بر نشرت أو رزق بسطت أو ذنب تغفره أو خطأ تستره. يا ربي يا ربي يا رب، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب، يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي، يا من بيده ناصيتي، يا عليما بضري ومسكنتي، يا خميرا بفقري وفاقتي يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب أسألك بحقك وقدسك وأعظم صفاتك وأسمائك أن تجعل أوقاتي من الليل والنهار بذكرك معمورة وبخدمتك موصولة وأعمالي عندك مقبولة حتى تكون أعمالي وأورادي كلها وردا واحدا وحالي في خدمتك سرمدا يا سيدي يا من عليه معولي يا من إليه شكوت أحوالي يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب قو على خدمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي وهب لي الجد في خشيتك والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين وأسرع إليك في البارزين وأشتاق إلى قربك في المشتاقين وأدنو منك دنو المخلصين وأخافك مخافة الموقنين وأجتمع في جوارك مع المؤمنين اللهم ومن أرادني بسوء فأرد ومن كادني فكيد واجعلني من أحسن عبيدك نصيبا عندك وأقربهم منزلة منك وأخصهم زلفة لديك فإنه لا ينال ذلك إلا بفضلك وجد لي بجودك واعطف علي بمجدك واحفظني برحمتك واجعل لساني بذكرك لهجا وقلبي بحبك متيما ومن علي بحسن إجابتك وأقلني عثرتي واغفر زلتي فإنك قضيت على عبادك بعبادتك وأمرتهم بدعائك وضمنت لهم الإجابة فإليك يا ربي نصبت وجهي وإليك يا ربي مددت يدي فبعزتك استجب لي دعائي وبلغني مناي ولا تقطع من فضلك رجائي واكفني شر الجن والإنس من أعدائي يا سريع الرضا يا سريع الرضا يا سريع الرضا اغفر لمن لا يملك إلا الدعاء فإنك فعال لما تشاء من اسمه دوام وذكره شفاء وطاعته غناء ارحم من رأس ماله الرجاء وسلاحه البكاء يا سابغ النعم يا دافع النقم يا نور المستوحشين في الظلام يا عالما لا يعلم صل على محمد وآل محمد وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله ولا تفعل بنا ما نحن أهله وصلى الله على رسوله والأئمة الميامين من آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. The month of Dhi Qa'dah in itself is a very important month for those who seek to strive harder and try harder and move closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Besides the occasions that we're celebrating, one of them, which is the birth of the Lady Fatima al-Ma'suma salamullahi alayha, which I'll speak briefly about. But the month of Dhi Qa'dah is a month that should not be neglected, and it should be something that we understand the importance of it, and hopefully we make use of this month. The month of Dhi Qa'dah is the beginning of the miqat of Allah with Prophet Musa. وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَاشْرٍ. We had an appointment, a meeting time with Musa for 30 nights. وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَاشْرٍ. Then we completed that with 10 nights. Those 10 nights are the first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. So the 30 nights of Dhi Qa'dah and 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah are the 40 nights that Musa had a special contact, communication, which leads to the development of a person as a prophet, as a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was a point that similar, not exactly the same, but similar to the idea of the Mi'raj of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, that he ascended to the heavens, and that, as he says, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا, to show him of our signs, and the effect of seeing those signs is elevation, is ascension. These 40 nights for Musa were 40 nights that caused an ascension and a reaching a proximity towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is great. And it tells us that this time is a special time. Any time that any of these special worships of Allah have occurred, it tells us that these timings are special. There's a certain prayer that you can look up, and I want you to look up and find how it's done for the first Sunday. The Sunday that's coming will be the first Sunday of the month of Dhul-Qa'dah, and you can perform that. It's not very long, maximum 20, if you really slow down on it, 30 minutes, which you shouldn't, you don't need to, but no more than 20 minutes max it's going to take, and you can look it up. It has great benefits, and inshallah we take advantage. One of the things that in special occasions of having a greater relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always beneficial and important is to increase our dhikr, our remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whatever form, whichever of the adhkar, but remembering Allah using the different phrases and the different adhkar that are there is going to be beneficial. And one of the greatest adhkar is salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. I don't know what word really to use for it. It's not secret. Everyone knows this dhikr, everyone is engaged in it, but the layers of dhikr in it and the effect of it because of those layers of dhikr in it are really, even to all of us who keep repeating it, but we don't really see all those layers of dhikr, levels of dhikr that are in it, we don't take advantage as much. And so we hope that through the dhikr and taking it more seriously and considering it more important and engaging in it more frequently, there were sessions of salawat. It's corona time and centers are closed and shut down, but if nobody takes offense to this, people's homes are something that are not prohibited. We can have what they call khatm of salawat, having a session, a few people, doesn't have to be too many people. We can even do social distancing in homes. But having sessions of salawat, just sitting together, doing thousands of salawat, we don't think that that is too beneficial. That's why we don't take it as seriously. Ulama used to have weekly sessions, at least one session a week, where they would gather believers and they would recite salawat thousands of times. 14,000 was the standard, that all together they would be reciting 14,000 salawat, each person a few hundred, and then together collectively 14,000. It's not from any riwayah, any hadith, that particular number. It is a large figure. It's not too large of a figure, but it is something that a crowd of 10 to 20 to 30 people can easily do without it being stressful or too tiring for anyone. Anyhow, salawat is one of the greatest adhkar. Inshallah, we get to take advantage of this month. The Lady Fatima al-Ma'suma, salamullahi alayha, this great daughter of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far, the sister of Imam al-Ridha, the full sister of Imam al-Ridha. Imam al-Ridha only has this one full sister from the same mother and father. He has numerous siblings, but they only share their father, which is of course, obviously, the Imam, and he's the greater parent. But the mother of Imam al-Ridha is also a very great person, while the other wives of Imam al-Kadhim were great people as well. But the mother of Imam al-Ridha is the mother of Imam al-Ridha and the four Imams after Imam al-Ridha. She is more special. And the Lady Fatima al-Ma'suma salamullahi alayha shares her mother with Imam al-Ridha as well. See, she's different than the others, not just because of that. That is something to see. But when you hear the hadith from Imam al-Jawad, the nephew of this great lady, Imam al-Ridha's son, saying that whoever visits my amma, my aunt in Qum, paradise will be theirs. Allah will grant them definitely paradise. It tells you how great a person this is and how deprived and unfortunate we are for not knowing how great she is. A couple other lines that we have from ulama, unfortunately there isn't too much that we have in the history of the Lady Fatima al-Ma'suma salamullahi alayha. The effects that we see are in the characters that have reached or moved towards Allah, towards the Divine, in ways that their understanding is greater, their benefit of these great figures is greater. And then when you see how they view these individuals that we don't know as much about, we haven't heard too much, whether from the Ma'sumin or in history books recorded of her, it tells us about how great she is. I'll quote two things. One is from Atla Bahjat, that while he used to visit the Lady Fatima al-Ma'suma salamullahi alayha in Qum every single day, as long as he was healthy enough to do so. And even till his last day, he would go almost every day, any day that there was a health issue that didn't allow him, but it was still very frequent, and it was more than once or twice a week. An old man reaching the age of 90, 91 is visiting the Lady Fatima al-Ma'suma. She's this type of a person. But besides him visiting, he had said that she is someone that when you visit, you can recite Ziyara Jami'a Kabira. This is not a ziyara that you would recite just at anyone's grave. If you're addressing the Ahlul Bayt, wherever you are, even if there are graves, that's one thing. But then specifically reciting it at a gravesite, at a shrine of one of the children of the Ma'sumin, this would tell us that in his view, his understanding, with his insight, the status of the Lady Fatima al-Ma'suma salamullahi alayha is there with the Ahlul Bayt. If the Imams and the Holy Prophet have said Salman, who is not even in terms of lineage-wise, his bloodline, he's not related to the Ahlul Bayt. Salman minna Ahlul Bayt, he's one of us, the Ahlul Bayt. Then this lady most definitely is on that level of Ahlul Bayt. Not every child of the Imams shares this. There are children of the Imams that are just ordinary, average believers, good to a level, to a degree, some not as good, some have even been very bad people. It's not simply being the child of an imam. She was a great person. This is what Adla Bahjat used to say. And Imam Khomeini, we've said this, I think, before. He used to visit the Lady Fatima al-Ma'suma salamullahi alayha every single day while he was in Qom, before he was forced out of Qom as part of his exile and he was sent to Turkey and then to Iraq. He would visit every day. This is before he became a marja. When he became a marja after the demise of Atla Burujerdi, he continued that. And some of the people around him, that there was these, unfortunately, wrong customs that had developed, where for some odd reason, it's hard to say this, but it's a reality. This is a reality. They came to him and said, now you're a marja. A marja shouldn't be going to the haram every day. Once a week is enough. He said to them, if you knew who she was, you would have never said those words. Never said, what kind of thought process are you going through? What does this mean even? This is part of the greatness that we know of the Lady Fatima al-Ma'suma. And those who have went to her for tawassul have seen what she can do as the daughter of Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. I cannot confirm 100% because I have not seen this account myself, but I have heard it from a number of Hawza students in Qom. And in ways it makes sense. Again, I cannot say this with full certainty. I put this out as a possibility. And with that hope, we go to her. We go to the Lady Fatima al-Ma'suma. And that account suggests that the imams have told us, if you're not able to visit the grave of Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha, the daughter of the Prophet, visit the grave of Fatima al-Ma'suma salamullahi alayha in Qum. That equates to and is visiting the grave of Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. This, I don't know how this can be interpreted. As I said, there are other signs that I can't explain that make sense, and this statement makes sense. But whether it's said in that way exactly or not, she is one of the descendants of Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha that has not only the lineage of Fatima al-Zahra, but also the greatness of Fatima al-Zahra, a manifestation of that greater than, at least as far as I know, any other of the children of the Ma'sumin that I am aware of. Tawassul to her is great, and this is the month of Tawassul, this is the month of making that progress towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need the assistance of anyone that we can seek intercession through. And if this lady is going to connect us with Allah and connect us with Fatima al-Zahra, we definitely need her help, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all in this month. Try to wake up from the mundane routines of life, realize what this life is all about, realize that what our direction is. We are moving towards Allah, whether we like it or not. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are returning to Him. And the sooner we realize that that is the reality of life, and everything we experience is an aspect of that, and nothing is outside of that. No experience, joyful, enjoyable, pleasant, or unpleasant, and difficult, and hard, no matter what it is, all experiences, everything we go through, everything that exists is related to this reality. We unfortunately see them all independent. This is
work aspect, that is education aspect, that is this aspect of life. We've compartmentalized all of these things, and unfortunately, because of that, we have lost our direction. A few moments or hours of the day, we cater to one cause, and then the other, and then the other, and then the other, and then God knows what's left for what's really important. Whereas if we see it the way it is, taking care of work seen in light of that, and intended in that way, decisions made based on what that means, is going to mean that every second of our life, we are actually making progress towards that end and that goal. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wakes us up from this deep sleep. As Amirul Mu'mineen says, "An-nas niyam," people are asleep. "Idha matu intabahu," when they die, they wake up to the realities. We hope that we're not some of them. We hope that Allah helps us. We become the Shia of Amirul Mu'mineen. We wake up before we are dead, and we realize what the reality of life is, and we take advantage of all these months and times of the year that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put there for us to take advantage of, inshallah. We ask Allah to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us become his true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping his cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and more so our leader. We ask Allah to forgive us all of our sins, to forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have left this world. We ask Allah to grant all of us and all believers worldwide our hajat, our needs, our requests. We ask Him to especially relieve all of us from this difficulty that has affected all aspects of our lives, the coronavirus and the COVID-19 illness that comes along with it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve all of us and all people worldwide of this by providing us with the cure for it that He's already created and is already there. Show it to us, show it to the believers so that they can help the people of the world, inshallah. We ask Allah by the rights of the Imam of our time to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabiya wa Alih. رحم الله من قرأ الفاتحة مع الصلوات. اللهم